What did they do with the bits? Princess Diana woke up in theme park Nirvana, drowsy and pretty next to Mother Teresa and flushed with curiosity. The park was closed for repairs, but people came, went happily through the wide side gate. She and Teresa watched and waved to them. In life, much as she loved her, she had suspected at times that Teresa was a starfucker, but now she knew that not to be the case. Starfuckers always pick the wrong people they think stars, and Teresa had picked right ones. She could discuss anything with her, and now was fascinated with the death of Dodi's cousin Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consul in Turkey. She explained, Dodi's mother was the sister of the arms dealer Adnan Khashoggi, and Adnan was Jamal's uncle. Jamal was involved with a lot of arms and CIA stuff before he went home to the Washington Post. Why do you think the CIA didn't warn him the Saudis would snuff him at the consulate? She had merry eyes as if she drew Teresa's attention to an enticing chessboard. Or maybe Monopoly, she'd taught it to Teresa. Teresa said, they may have not have thought the Saudis would be so obvious. But the Saudis would have been the priority to please because of the Crown Prince working with Israel against Iran, and everybody wants the Yemen oil. Diana interrupted, but the Crown Prince is a fruitcake, bumps off and tortures all Israelis, and the CIA has another prince they want to replace him with, and of course that is meant to embarrass Trump. So poor old Jamal was strangled and dismembered. The Turks probably think the US will soften sanctions and that Russia will support them because the Russians always adore an opportunity. What did they do with the bits, do you think, the Saudis? Teresa was a bit behind on that story. I thought they found him in a well. No, that was phony. The Turks are drip-feeding the news cycle for concessions. Now they say he was dissolved in acid. But I don't know if the Saudis would do that. They're into public display, if only among themselves. The prince surely would have wanted the ring writing hand for a souvenir. Teresa was tuned into Diana's relish for lateral facts. She asked, what music do you think the surgeon they flew in to cut up the body was listening to? On the tape, apparently, he told the team he always puts on earphones when he is dissecting. I thought there was a problem for strict sex in liking music. They're not all that strict in private, apparently. The Scotch in the Royal Safes is Johnny Walker. Dodi can tell you anything about them. Teresa became uneasy. She did not like to think of Diana's dying, although Diana would speculate enthusiastically about it, as on any other thing. She knew, however, the topic saddened Teresa, and anyway, Teresa had known too much in general of death. Her affection for Diana was a desert thirst for water. More than distraction, here the workings of the world were precious breath.